Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, host of the Midday Market Report today, filling in for your Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Here's the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at the CME Group at this hour. On the last tick, the September corn futures were up 3 cents at 572 and a quarter. December contract at 457 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. I said 572 in September and made you very happy. That's not true. It's $4.72. March contract to 470 and three quarters. Settlement price, or rather 470 and three quarters, last tick, down 2 3/4. In May futures at 478 and a half, down 2.5 cents. July contract 484 and a half, down 2 3/4. September corn 2.5 cents lower at $4.88. The hard red winter wheat at 695 3/4, up 1/4. In the September soft red at 644 3/4, down 1/2. August soybean futures $13.28, a penny and 3/4 lower. September futures at this hour $11.98 3/4. The last tick down 8 3/4. And the last trade for the November, that's the new crop, at $11.71 and a half, down 11 3/4. January futures off 12 cents at $11.78, and the March contract in the soybean pit down 11 1/2 at $11.83 and a quarter. Bean meal futures in the August at $3.98.60, down $4. Bean oil at $42.42 for the lead option August, 30 cents lower in that contract. August live cattle futures at $121.25, they're 47 1/2 cents higher. October futures at $124.95 are up 40 cents. And the August feeders at $154.12.5 are 15 cents higher. September at $157.47.5 up 47.5. And lean hogs at $100.32.5 up a dime. The October contract at $86.07.5 up 57.5 cents. The outside markets show us the crude oil now trading at $105.68 a barrel. That's 88 cents lower. The RBOB gasoline price or wholesale price at $2.91.7, down 3 3/10 of a cent. And ethanol futures at $2.19.5, up a penny and 6 1/10 of a cent. Natural gas at $3.31.7, down 2 1/10. And the gold futures on the day at $1,302.10. That's actually a settlement price from yesterday, down $8.10. The U.S. dollar, however, is trading at 81.57. That's down 0.3 at this hour. Let's check in on the futures markets and get a bit of analysis for the day with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about the marketplace and what you're hearing from farmers about the condition of their crop.
Well, you know, we're over here in the garden spot, so the conditions are, you know, quite excellent. The 1 1/4 rain that we got Friday night just really cheered everybody up over here. So, you know, along with that, we continue to see the crop ratings increase. Both the corn and the beans increased a percentage point last night, and all of our reports or guesstimates of what the production numbers are going to be, everybody except Informa seemed to want to go up. They actually pulled back a couple bushels in their corn, and we're in a little bit more tendency to pull back from where the government sat on the bean number a little bit here, too, because of size and things going on. So maybe a little bit, but it's not showing in the strength of the beans with November beans down 11.5.
No, rain makes grain. At least that's what we're told. And I'm wondering whether you've been hearing much about Iowa still, whether they've started to catch up just a bit. It's been dry, relatively speaking, but they're not in dire need at this time. Though not a lot of rainfall on the radar for them over the next 2 weeks, I think they may be getting a rainfall this afternoon yet.
They should be getting some rain this morning into this afternoon, and then maybe another chance on Sunday. You know, as we looked at the NASS updates from yesterday, we heard their comments, and they said 1 to 2 weeks behind. And that's one of the things we were thinking, that they've been saying more like 2 to 3 weeks behind on their last few reports. And that's one of the big things, of course, is are these beans going to make maturity before a frost comes along? Iowa bean, you know, a little farther north and a little earlier frost date. So that is one of the concerns. And if they are catching up, that is a good thing.
Okay, so I guess the question here now, Wayne, seems to be not whether we're going to raise a crop. I guess we probably will at this point, for corn, of course, and maybe even for soybeans. But then you have to turn your attention to consumption and what that pattern looks like. What do you think the WASDE figures will show?
You know, That's going to be the wild card, because I think, you know, they've kept the export numbers fairly good for us for next year, the demand levels. You know, we've been reading this morning where there's the chance if we stay over $105 in crude and under $4.50 in corn, could we increase our corn usage for ethanol quite a bit? And there is a very good thing that they would go up against the blending wall and try to put the maximum out in rather than not. So, you know, that's going to be the big thing. It's going to be what's that carry out at the end of the year. There's a lot of people saying that 2 billion bushel.
And is 2 billion an over comfortable amount for the marketplace to take in? And I guess I'm wondering, when I ask that question, where you think the midpoint of the trade is. We've gotten awfully used to talking about $5, $6, sometimes even $7 corn.
We have, and I think we're talking a lot more whether it'll touch under $4 this coming year at some point in time. Not that it'll stay there, but whether it'll come under that. I think, you know, Gary Schnitke put out some numbers and, you know, for his budget purposes and like that, and I don't, you know, he's not using near that with the three in front of it for those numbers, and I think that all in all, as we get through the year, we might go there, but I don't think we're going to stay there.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
Well, the livestock producer, things are looking a lot happier than they have been. You know, the prices seem to be stabilizing, going up a little bit, and of course the grain price is going down, so it looks like they got a little better chance here. So, you know, looks like there'll be a little bit of happy news for the hog and cattle farmer.
How about the outside markets?
The outside markets, well, as we look at things here today, the gold's down $17. You know, the crude oil's down about $1.30 here right now. So the outside markets are taking a little bit on the chin today.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to talking with you again on Commodity Week. You'll be here at the studio, and Bryce Knorr will be our guest. He's with Farm Futures Magazine.
Yes, we're looking forward to that this week.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on the mid-morning market report to take a look at the futures markets. Here's what the weather forecast at this hour looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area this morning. A 20% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms. Those will come after 1 today. Partly sunny, a high of 84 degrees on a south-southwest wind at about 6 to 9 miles an hour tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Those will come after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy and a low of about 70 degrees. South winds at 6 to 8. Chance of precipitation set this evening at 60% in the area. A 50% chance of rain showers during the day tomorrow. A few thunderstorms too. Mostly cloudy. A high of 85 degrees on a south-southwest wind at about 7 miles an hour. It'll turn to the west in the afternoon. And then by Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 66 degrees on a light and variable wind that'll keep turning. It'll run all the way to the northeast by the time we get to Wednesday evening at 5 to 8 miles an hour. After midnight. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. A high of just 79 degrees on a northeast wind at 3 to 8 miles an hour. And then Thursday evening, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 81. Friday evening, partly cloudy and 63. Saturday, sunny skies and 80 degrees. Partly cloudy on Saturday evening and 61. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 80 degrees.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Here are the numbers as they're trading in Chicago from the CME Group. $4.72 is the trade for the corn pit, up 2 3/4. December at 457.5, 3 cents lower. And the March contract at 470.25, that's down 3.25. May futures at 478, down 3, and July at 483.5, down 3 3/4. August soybeans for the day at 13.25 on their last trade, down 4 3/4. September at $11.99, down 8.25. And November beans at 11.71, down 12 cents. January futures at 11.78. They're 12 lower as well. March contract at 11.83 1/4, down 11.5. August bean meal at 398.10. That's down $4.50. Bean oil at 42.40, down 32 cents. Live cattle futures at 121.10, up 55. Feeders at 154.15, up 17.5. And hogs at $100.30, up 7.5 cents. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9. HD3 Urbana, Illinois Public Media.